From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, is still in Colorado working with counties, including El Paso, to assist with recovery efforts. So far, the agency has approved more than $38 million in assistance across the counties declared major federal disasters after last month's devastating floods. Renee Bafalis is the FEMA Public Information Officer assigned to El Paso County, and she came by the KRCC studios to talk about their efforts. We began by talking about the availability of assistance despite the government shutdown.
Most disaster response workers are paid through a separate emergency fund. So those of us that were deployed to the disaster have remained on the ground, working in the field, and responding to the needs of those folks that have been affected by the floods.
What are you seeing from people right now?
Well, you know, we have our boots on the ground. We have our disaster survivor assistance teams who are married up with our FEMA core teams. They're out going door to door, speaking to residents, going to businesses that were affected as well. And of course, you know, most people in this area receive flood damage, whether it was to their basements or to the first floor of their homes, businesses. So that's the primary need right now. It's folks that have had that type of damage trying to get some assistance. Our teams are registering people when they go door to door. We also have our disaster recovery center. We really encourage people, as long as the center is there, to come in, speak with representatives. We have FEMA representatives. We have folks from the Small Business Administration who offered low-interest disaster assistance loans to homeowners, renters, businesses, nonprofits. We have folks from the National Flood Insurance Program there as well, and counselors that can help folks that are going through, you know, these difficult times.
How long do you anticipate you'll keep the center open?
The center will stay open as long as the need is there. That determination is made by the state, not by FEMA. So they look at the numbers of people coming into the centers for assistance, and that's what will determine the need. But we will stay on the ground and be in the area, you know, until we meet the needs of all the residents that have been affected.
What would you say to somebody who says, you know, I might not qualify for FEMA assistance, or, you know, we weren't as badly hit as some of the other areas, mm-hmm. Let them have the money. What would you say to people who are concerned about that?
Well, we need to be people to understand that if you've been affected in any way and your insurance company does not cover whatever your damages are, we really encourage you to register with FEMA and let our inspectors come out and make the determination whether or not you're eligible for assistance from us or not. That, you know, don't put that burden on yourself. You may find out down the road, you know, a couple months from now, that the electrical and within, you know, your walls that you didn't know was damaged, maybe damaged. And if the period for being able to register has closed and you have not registered and you find that you have that damage, you're out of luck. And so we really want you to make sure that if you think you may have a need, contact us, let us make the determination whether it's viable or not, and then we move forward. Again, this is your tax dollars. It's not, you know, you're not taking something away from one person or another. It is a disaster fund that's been established with your tax dollars, and we hate to see you leave that money laying on the table if indeed you have a need that you need to meet.
When is the registration deadline?
Well, it usually is 60 days from the period of time when the disaster was declared. So it should be sometime probably mid-November. So we don't have a specific date yet, but we encourage people to register early, because once you register, you will begin the process and you'll get a 9-digit registration number, and that will be your identification number through this process. If you come into a recovery center, you give them that information. You can register at the recovery centers as well, but it expedites the process if you do it prior to coming in. We can give you that 9-digit number. They look it up on the computer, find out what the status of your claim is. When an inspector is due to, you know, give you a call to come out to your house, that usually happens within a couple of days after you register. And then once that's happened, they'll be able to help you through the process of filling out paperwork, are addressing any issues that you may have as a result of the registration.
If they've registered before the deadline, is there a time limit after that then?
No. Once they've registered, if they determine down the road that they have damages, they can contact FEMA again and ask, you know, for an inspector to come back out to their home. They can file an appeal. If indeed they, their original claim was not made eligible, they can file an appeal on that as well. And we can help them in that process too, through that center. Someone can help them write that letter.
So you're encouraging, regardless of whether or not somebody has insurance, they should just go ahead and register.
Absolutely. We cannot duplicate what your insurance company covers. But if you say you had to move out of your home for any period of time and your insurance company didn't cover the temporary housing that you had to incur, a temporary rental assistance or whatnot you had to endure, we might be able to help you with that. So, you know, just let us make the determination as to what we can assist you with. But your only responsibility at this point is just to get registered with FEMA.
That was Renee Bufalis of FEMA. For more information on how to register for disaster assistance, visit krcc.org. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.